Yo, what is up, guys? Nathan back once again with the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And today we are going to talk about relationships. Wow. Such a big topic. Just an incredible topic. And first off, sorry about today's audio. I had forgot my other phone, which has a headphone jack, which plugs into my microphone, which my new phone doesn't have a headphone jack. Yet I ordered it, so I have to, you know, the little plug-in thing. So right now I'm just using the microphone with my phone, so hopefully it's okay, hopefully it's decent, and hopefully it's not terrible. But this is a very big and important topic that I believe everybody needs to put more time and thought into. And what I think is funny is that some people, like when I may talk to them about, let's say, relationships, they might even say, like, I've literally been told, like, what do you know? You're not even in a relationship, and you've been in so many of them. Like, how can you even talk about relationships? And it's like, well, it's quite easy. It's quite an easy point to debunk, you could say. So let's say, for example, there's one person who has only, they went into a store. They didn't know what kind of cell phone they wanted. They had no idea. They just knew that they needed a phone, and they're like, oh, I don't really know what I'm looking for. I'm just kind of like, oh, I'll see what I do. And then the store clerk just shows them an iPhone. They're just like, hey, here's an iPhone. And they've seen iPhone, you know, once in a while on the TV, and they're like, yeah, okay, I'll go with this one. This is the one that I'm going to do. And then they're just with iPhone for the whole entire thing. That's it. Never changed it. That's it. That's all. So, but then let's take someone like me. Okay, I've tried an iPhone. Okay, I've tried a Xiaomi Android phone. I've had an iPhone 4, an iPhone 5, an iPhone 5S. I've had a Xiaomi Android phone. I now have a Google Pixel Android phone. Like, I've had a single SIM phone, a dual SIM card phone. Like, don't get lost in all this technical jargon. The point that I'm trying to make is that if someone came to me and said, hey, I'm interested in a phone, what kind of advice do you have for me? I can say, well, let me tell you, since I have tried the iPhone, which are very good phones, and I've also tried Android phones, which are also very good phones, they each offer their different things. So let's figure that out for you. Whereas if you go towards the person who's only ever had an iPhone, and before the iPhone, they had no clue what they wanted or any direction they wanted to go, or they had no idea what they even wanted their phone for. They just kind of were like, oh, everybody tells me that I need a phone, and so I'm going to get a phone. And they just happen to have an iPhone now, and that they have no idea what is actually like in their hands. So who do you think has more knowledge within this area of expertise? The person who just accidentally bumped into and has now just settled for an iPhone, or the person who has actually tried all different kinds, iPhone, Xiaomi, Google, you name it, right? Taking them apart, knows what's all kinds of things. So obviously, if you're, you know, you got half a brain, you're going to go with the person who's got a little bit more knowledge in the area. So that's why I am, honestly, I always say I am probably far more qualified to talk about relationships than most people. Because most people, they settle. And this is so true, and it's so sad, unfortunately. They just settle for what there is. They're like, oh, and they don't even know what they actually want. And this, they stay in bad relationships just for the same exact reasons why they stay in bad jobs, stay in bad cities, stay stagnant. It's because of fear. So let's say if you're a 25-year-old woman, it's incredible the amount of pressure that is put on a woman. Once she starts to hit about that age, the questions just keep coming down hard. Just like, oh, so is there any new guys in your life? And then, you know, I know women who are just so, some of the happiest people I've ever met in my entire life. And I strive to just even like have a piece of that. And they don't have a relationship. They're single as fuck. You know, they're just enjoying life. But, you know, they'll be like, no, there's no new guys in my life. And, you know, I don't really care. And then the aunts, the uncles, the parents, and the parents think they're just lost. They're like, oh my God, like she's gonna die alone. And, you know, they just think it's the end of the world. The aunties and uncles are like, well, there's somebody out there for everyone. And then, you know, my friend's just like, yeah, probably, but I couldn't give two shits about it, you know? And it's just, no matter how much you tell them, I know people of all walks of life, people who are married and to the death, like just, you know, like my parents, you know, they were married for what, 47 years. And it's an incredible thing to be with somebody for 47 years. And that's what broke my heart about, like, when my mom passed away. You know, I couldn't even imagine what my dad would have been going through after that. You know, having that peace, especially when she had MS and he was her caretaker. Like, that was his purpose in life, was to take care of her. And when she was gone, that whole like purpose was gone. And, you know, it just broke my heart. And I couldn't imagine what that would be like. I know people who have been married and are now single, they're divorced, and they have no interest in ever being married ever again. And they're just fully confident behind it. Like, I've done it. I've been there. I've done that. I've gotten the fucking, you know, postcards from it. Like, big whoop. Will I ever do it again? No. And I love that. Like, that kind of mentality is just amazing. I'm not saying that you have to be single in order to be happy, okay? Like, that's not what I'm saying. A lot of people think that I'm against relationships. And there was a time when I was very against it. I thought love was a joke. I thought it was a, you know, just a fucking fairy tale. I never believed in it. But honestly, it's because so many times people will say love, you know, I love you and love you, babe, or whatever. But honestly, they have no idea what that word means. And you can just see it. Like, it's, I think the whole idea, like, I never believed in marriage ever. I don't, before I didn't, like, I just think it's a total, I don't know, archaic thing. But I did at one point not believe in it. I was just like, that's a fucking joke, whatever. And, but, you know, the more I understood people and how everything all works and observed, I started to realize, well, actually, the reason that I have such little faith in marriage is because personally I believe that most people are getting married not for the right reasons whatsoever. And this is easily seen in the divorce rates. In Canada, we have a 44% divorce rate. 44%. I don't know about you, but 44%, that's half people. For everybody, with the average wedding costing from start to finish, honeymoon, fucking flowers, cake, you name it, from the start to invitations, everything, $40,000, the average wedding. $40,000. And half of you are going to be divorced. Like, just, it just blows my mind that people actually still go for this. Now, why that number is very important is simply this. I believe, and I don't think it's that hard in order to believe. Okay, you just have to use a little bit of common sense. So if 44% of people are divorcing, does that automatically mean that the 56% who are not divorcing are just living in bliss? Fuck no. Like, no, they're not. So I don't know about you. If you've never left a relationship, it is extremely hard. I don't care who you are or how mutual it is. It is extremely hard and painful in order to leave a relationship. I have left relationships all the time. They're extremely hard. And many times, you know, I never want to hurt somebody. That's not the intent of it. But unfortunately, you feel feelings that you never expected to feel. And your feelings will change. That is only normal. So let's say you like someone. You're like, oh, I like this person, you know. And then you might think, like, for example, from personal experience, you might think, you know, I don't want a relationship. But you tend to like this person. And then all of a sudden, you start hanging out a little bit more. And then you're like, hey, you know what? I think I would like to get into a relationship with this person. And then you get into the relationship with this person. And now you're in it. And then as you're in it, you're kind of thinking, hey, you know what? I was kind of reluctant on this whole relationship thing at the beginning. It's actually not too bad. But the thing is, you'll always hear me say that you do not know what you do not know. And you'll only know it when you know it. So what I mean by that is, let's say in 3 months, you're digging the relationship. You're digging it. You're like, yeah, this is pretty cool. You know, it's much different than being single. And then all of a sudden, 6 months goes by and you're kind of thinking like, oh, it still isn't not too bad. I'm, you know, kind of digging the thing. And then all of a sudden, a year goes by. Now you got a lot of information. You got a lot of information about this relationship, this whole relationship thing. Now, let's say you were single for 5 years, which isn't uncommon. Let's say you were single for 5 years and you'd never been in a relationship before. Now, you thought that you wanted to be in a relationship, and now you're in a relationship for an entire year with someone. So you have some pretty good experience now, and you're kind of like, okay, well, before I got into this relationship, I had no idea about relationships. Now I do. Now I have some pretty good information. And then let's say a year and a half goes by and now you're thinking, you know what? At first I was really digging this whole relationship thing, but now I got a year and a half into this and, you know, I've been single for quite a while. I quite enjoy it. I've experienced this whole relationship thing now for 18 months. And honestly, I enjoy being single a lot more than I enjoy being in a relationship. That is 100% unequivocally okay. You are allowed to change your mind. This is one thing that I hate about relationships, is that many times, especially on the woman's side, sorry to single you out, but it's true. Okay, I'm speaking from experience. Many times, once you make that relationship fucking deal, that's it. The door is locked, the key's thrown away, and you're fucking trapped. And heaven forbid if you ever change your mind. And because you're not allowed to. You're fucking in it to win it now. That's it. You said you wanted to be in a relationship. This is it. No. That is 100% wrong, because you may not have known, and you did not know what feelings you would feel a year and a half into it, or however long. It could be however long, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, could be fucking 10 years if you really wanted to. 10 years down the road, you're like, you know what? I've been doing this whole relationship thing for about 10 years now, and honestly, just not my thing. And that is 100% okay. And We can easily put this into another perspective, kind of like how I was talking about the phone situation. Let's put it into another perspective. Let's say somebody rents a house versus buying a house. So let's say someone is renting a house and they've rented for 10 years of their life. They're 20 years old and then now they're 30 years old. That whole entire time they've been renting. And they've been renting and saving up and thinking that they might buy a house one time. And then they think they want to buy a house. And that's what I say is you'll always hear me say this. You don't know what you don't know. You only think you know what you know. So you may think that you want to buy a house, but you don't actually know whether or not you actually want to buy a house until you actually buy the house. You have no idea. So let's say you finally buy the house. You've been renting for the past 10 years. You buy the house. Everybody's been telling you that you need to buy the house. You won't be happy in life or successful in life. You won't be respected in life unless you buy the house and you're serious, okay? You're in it to win it now, right? You buy the house. Well, guess what? Being a homeowner versus a home renter are two completely different worlds. You realize, holy shit, now I got to deal with the leaking roof. Now I got to deal with the hot water tank, you know, flooding. Like, oh, I got to deal with all the electricity bills and I got to deal with all the mowing of the lawn. Right now in front of me, it is snowing incredibly. Like, you're as a homeowner, you got to shovel that driveway. And if you have a tenant, you have extra responsibility to shovel that driveway because of them. So there's all these things. You got to pay the taxes. You got to do so much as a homeowner. And let's say the first year in your home ownership, you're like, yeah, this is pretty cool. Like, I feel very responsible. I feel very committed. I'm an adult now because I'm a homeowner. And it's like, yeah, that's great. Okay. But then all of a sudden, 2 years into it, you're kind of like, it's good. It's good. Yeah. I love having to deal with all the stress and the problems that come along with being a homeowner. I love it. Oh, yeah. It's part of being an adult, being responsible. And then the third year comes into it and you're like, this fucking sucks, man. Like, okay. Honestly, I do not want to be a homeowner. I want to go back to being a home renter because the responsibility and everything that is with it, the freedom that you have is just incredible. And that's what I want in my life. So you decide to sell your house and everybody thinks you're fucking crazy to sell your house. Don't do it. But you decide to, whatever it is. You're allowed to change your mind. That's my whole point in this whole thing is you're allowed to change your mind. I don't care if it's 3 days. I don't care if it's 3 months, 3 years, or even 3 decades. I know people who have been married, who have had kids, who were still married, and were thinking, holy smokes, I don't think I want to be married anymore. How do I tell my husband? Fucking mind-blowing. And I told them and I said, what you are feeling is 100% unequivocally okay. You are allowed to feel those feelings. You will always hear me say so many times, so many things that you are allowed. Many people will try and tell you that you are not allowed to do things, and you will always hear from me that there are so many things that you are allowed to do. Okay, because it is your life, your happiness, and you have to take care of number one. If you do not take care of number one, how can you take care of number two? Who is number two? Number two could be your dog. Number two could be your car. Number two could be your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your child, whatever it is. But if you cannot take care of number one, then how are you supposed to be able to take care of number two? All right? So it's just that simple. So if you don't take care of number one and you're gone, well, guess what? Number two has to suffer from you. So you are allowed to change your mind. Always remember that, okay? Now, a lot of women, and I'm sorry to single you women out, okay? A lot of women hate this kind of fucking, what I'm talking about right now. They hate it. There's a town where I'm originally from, honestly, and I know people who do this. It is just ruthless. I can't do it because I'm an honest person. I like to be myself, and I like to express my views, and I like to, it's who you're listening to right now, that is how I would be in front of these women in that place. They hated it. They hated it. But you could, if you wanted to, and like I said, I have friends who do this, and it is just ruthless. They tell women exactly what they want. They say, oh, you know, like I'm looking to settle down, and yeah, you know, I'm probably going to be with this company for till I retire, you know, and looking to buy a house, and yeah, we really want to get a family, you know, it's really what I want to do. And yeah, so like I just really want to settle down, you know. And if you say those two words, settle down, holy fuck, you get panties dropping just left, right, and center. Like, it's just insane, okay? But if you tell women the truth, which is, hey, look, you're allowed to change your mind, you know, 3 years into this, 3 decades into this. I'm allowed to change my mind 3 days into this, 3 years into it. Like, I may be here today, but I may not be here tomorrow. I have no idea. I don't know what the future brings for me, okay? If you would have told me 5 years ago that I would be working for this company that I'm working for, I probably would have thought you're crazy, but like, no, I'm not going to do that. If you would have told me 5 years ago that I'd be living in this small town in which I'm living, I probably would have thought you were crazy, but like, no, I don't like small towns. I would never live there. I'm sure it's a beautiful place, but I would never live in a place like that. Okay. I live in Vancouver. I live in Toronto. I live in Quebec, Montreal. I live in Brisbane, Australia. I live wherever the fuck I want to live, but I doubt you that I'll live there. But look at me now. I'm in this small town. I'm loving this small town. I love it. You don't know what you don't know. So if you get into a relationship with someone, you may not be there at the end of, you know, in 2 years. It's just the way it is. And so women hate this. They absolutely hate this. If I come in and tell them what they want to hear, I could have them eating out of the palm of my hands. And that's not to sound arrogant, misogynistic, or whatever you want to go. It's the truth. It is 100% without a doubt the truth. Okay. But if I come in and I say, hey, look, you know, I may be here today. Right now, I'm making a lot of money. I'm saving a lot of money. I want to travel. I don't know where I want to travel. I may be in Europe. I may be in South America. I've never been to South America. I don't know. There's a whole entire world out there to see and explore. How can I just stay in this one small town and just live this life working the same job until I'm 65 years old? Like, how can I actually do that? And you know, if buying a house means, you know, there's that responsibility that if I'm out traveling, I got this, like, you know, responsibility back in Canada. You know, if you're telling a woman all of this kind of stuff, holy fuck, she just, like, she writes you off so fast. It's insane. Tell us, like, ask me how I know, okay? Ask me how I know. True story, all right? True story. But like I said, if you tell them what they want to hear, you can have them eating out of the palm of your hands. And like I said, don't hate me. Don't think I'm an asshole or anything. This is just the fucking truth. Unequivocally, 100%, without a doubt, the truth. Okay? Like, I honestly, I don't even, like, I don't pursue women because they're just too, you know, like, it's just too much. Like, I live a simple life. I'm on a mission. And many of them don't like that mission and they want nothing with it. So here's the thing. Okay. Let's see. Relationships, marriage. This is another way that I put it. If you walked into a stadium, let's say there was a stadium full of people, 30,000 people in a stadium, right? If you walked up to every single person and you said, hey, do you like eating habanero spicy peppers, Do you think every single person in that place is going to say yes? No. But there's going to be some people that say yes. Then you're going to say, then you could ask a different question. Hey, do you like seafood? Do you think every 30,000 single person, every single person in that stadium is going to say yes? No. And it may actually be different than the person who said yes to eating the habanero peppers. And it doesn't matter the question. The point is that you, not one thing is good for everybody. Well, maybe happiness, okay? Maybe happiness is good for everybody, right? But happiness comes. How does happiness come to people, right? The problem with society and how it views relationships is that it is pushed onto people like it is the fucking holy grail. Like you just cannot achieve an epitome of happiness unless you are in a relationship. And like I said, I'm not saying that relationships are bad or marriage is bad or, you know, having a family is bad. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if that is truly, truly what you want to do, take the time to really think it through. Most people spend more time on what color of vehicle that they want than they do on what kind of husband or what kind of wife or like what kind of career that they want, what kind of life that they want. They spend more time on shit that doesn't matter, putting more thought into that than they do of the actual important things in life. So that's the problem with society and relationships, is that it is pushed upon people like everybody's got to go through this gate and you got to have a relationship. And if you don't have a relationship, you're just a failure in life. You're not. Without a doubt, you are not. For some people, they will be in one relationship from the time that they are, let's say, 18 years old until they're 80 years old. And that's awesome. I respect that so much. I think that's the coolest thing. Wow, that's amazing that you could actually do that. When I think about that, I personally just don't think that I could do that. I don't think that I would enjoy that. And then you have, you know, people think, oh, well, you're just, you know, you just want to be a player and, you know, you want to do that. Like, it's got nothing to do with that either. It's just finding out what makes me happy in life. And I'm going to go after that. If I'm not happy in a relationship, if I don't feel it just like growing and taking me to those higher next levels, well, guess what? I'm probably going to drop that. And it's the same thing with anything. Doesn't matter if it's business, a job, a city, a relationship. If I'm not moving forward within that, and I'm kind of done with it, I've done all that I can do, well, that's it. And that is 100% okay. And that is one of those things that people will make you feel bad about. And they'll start calling you names and saying that you are, you're scared of commitment and all this other bullshit. It's like, no, I just don't want that. Okay, I may have thought that I wanted it, but 3 years into this, I've realized, you know what, I actually don't want that, because I now have new knowledge about that. So that's the thing that people have to understand. So this whole relationship thing is pushed onto people. But everything else is okay. It's okay if hot sauce or spicy habanero peppers is not for everyone. That is 100% okay. It's okay if not everybody is into death metal music. It's okay if not everybody is into pickup trucks. Oh, but like you don't want to be in a relationship. Holy fuck, the whole world flips upside down. You know, like you don't want to have a family. The whole fucking world flips upside down. Like you don't want to buy a house. Oh my God, what a loser. You know, the whole fucking world flips upside down on you. But then that very same person is telling you that it's okay that not everybody likes rap music. It's just like, where does your thought process come from? And where I talk about how relationships is not, you know, love and marriage and all that is not what it used to be. This is huge. And I believe I talked about this before in an email. And if you're not on my email list, you can definitely get on my email list. You can go to www.unpluggedfreedom.com and you can sign up for my email list. You'll even get my free ebook in there as well. And then you'll be on my email list, and then also you'll get updates and stuff from me. But this thing about relationships, okay, this is huge, okay? So I knew this one girl, and she was a fairly good-looking girl. She had this boyfriend. And I'm not afraid to say that this guy, he was a good looking man. He was like 6 foot something. Like I've always dreamed about being 6 foot. Like it just like 6 foot, just like that, like, you know, that height. And so unfortunately I'm two inches short of it. And yeah, but he was like 6 foot something, tall guy, and he was extremely fit. Extremely fit. He was smart. I believe he was going to school, university. I can't remember, being an accountant or something. And he was a good looking man. He was a good looking man. He was smart, you know, everything. But the two of them, holy fuck, they were the worst people to be together in a relationship. The worst people. But the thing is it didn't matter how terrible she was in the relationship. Not just her. I'm not singling her out. But what I mean is that when she would go to her friends and say, I don't know, like, it just doesn't seem to work out. Like, we're just clashing and everything. It's like two gears just grinding together and not in sync whatsoever. And I don't know if it's good to keep going with this. And guess what her stupid fucking friends say? They just think she's crazy. What are you, crazy? He's so hot. How can you even consider that? Like, oh my God, he's so hot. This is true story. This is what happens all the time. So these people do not care about how you are actually feeling. All they care is about your status. And she didn't want to let go of that relationship because that meant letting go of this very good-looking man. And I thought it was just like, man, that's so crazy that this is how people think in relationships. Like you don't love the man. You don't have that connection with him. You're just holding on to him because you love parading him around like he's some object. You always hear about how men objectify women. I'll tell you right now that women probably objectify men just as much, if not more, than men, okay? And I will stand behind that statement 110%, okay? Don't believe me? You ever heard about, what are those things called? The wedding parties? You've got the men's nights, and then you got the women's nights, the bachelorette nights, whatever it is. Yeah, you want to see women go crazy? Okay. Yeah. But anyways, this relationship was just awful. But it didn't matter. Because the only thing that seemed to matter was how hot he was and how the friends thought of him and how the friends thought she was so lucky to have someone as hot as him. I'm like, wow. You're like, yeah, don't get me wrong. He's a good-looking man. All right? He's smart. He's extremely fit. But if you guys aren't jiving, like, yeah, pretty sure that's, yeah, it's just, but this is what happens in relationships. Here's another one. So I was working with this one gentleman. He's an older gentleman. and he was a carpenter, I believe. And we're all sitting around, you know, just working in this one little area. And he was telling us, he's like, you know what? I went to my daughter the other day. And she's right now, she's, you know, looking for, you know, a boyfriend. And she's out and she's in the market, right? And we're all listening. And he says, yeah, I knew this one guy at work. And I thought that, you know, he was a nice guy. He had a good job. He was, you know, he was just checking off all the boxes for the dad. And he's like, I thought that he would have been, you know, a pretty good match for her. So he says that he went to his daughter. He says, I went to my daughter and I said, hey, look, there's this guy at work. I think that you would actually really like him. What do you think if I gave him your number or somehow set you guys up? And he tells us, we're all sitting around listening to him. And he says to us, he says, do you know what she says to me? She says, Dad, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want to date a construction worker. And we were all like, wow, wow. And the dad, you could see that he was extremely offended by this. Well, who wouldn't be? I'd be fucking offended by it. And he was telling us, he said he kind of got into a bit of an argument with her after she said this, rightfully so, because he told her, he said, you know, this roof that is over your head is because of me being a construction worker. You going to the school that you're going to, getting the education that you're going to, is because of me being a construction worker. So what the hell do you have against being a construction worker? And I was like, yeah, man, like you fucking tell her, you know, like, and this is the problem, is that, and it's is that people don't give a shit about how they feel or you know, whatever it may be. Like, people don't give a shit about whether they're truly in love or not. They only give a shit about the status. They want a doctor. Ooh, I want to date a doctor. It doesn't matter whether you guys connect or not. Just as long as they're a doctor, right? So you can go to your friends and be like, oh, my boyfriend's a doctor. Yeah, my wife, she's a paleontologist. She's a geologist. Like, this is the only thing that matters in today's world. And that's why I say that people are getting into relationships for the absolute wrong reasons. I'd rather be single and happy than to be married in a fake relationship. That is 100% without a doubt. And this is why the divorce rate is at 44%. And if everybody had the courage to actually get divorced, if they were in an unhappy marriage, that 44% would skyrocket. I think that number would skyrocket closer to about 75%, 3 out of 4 people. If everybody had the courage. But it's extremely scary to leave a relationship. Just a relationship alone. We're not even talking about a marriage. Especially a marriage that's got, let's say, 2 kids. And, you know, you've been married for 20 years. But this is the reality. What if that guy's daughter and this so-called construction worker, what if they were soulmates? You have no idea. And the dad has already vetted the guy. Like, that's the number one hurdle that you got to get past, is bringing a guy home and then your dad sitting there like, who's this fucking idiot? You know, like, is this the new guy, right? And if he had to put money onto it, he'd probably say like, yeah, I bet you this guy's an idiot, you know? I know I would. But, he's already vetted him. He's worked with him. He knows who he is. He's already gotten to know the guy. he knows his daughter. He says, hey, this guy's cool. You know, he's better than a lot of these fucking morons that I work around. But no, you won't even give him the chance because of his status. And that is the world that we live in today. Blows me away. Blows me away. This is, it's absolutely insane what people do. So people, so I look at unhappy relationships all the time. And people look at me like I'm crazy because I do not want to pursue it. I do not want it. I do not want marriage. I do not want, say, commitment, okay? And you can call me whatever you want, but you know what? I want to be happy. And I'm going to do whatever it is that makes me happy. And sometimes whatever makes me happy might be buying you dinner, might be taking you out, might be doing something nice for you that makes me happy because I'm able to do that. So it's not always just about me. Like for, oh, I forgot about my coffee. Like for example, today I bought the person who is behind me their meal because I can. Like, hey, let me buy you your meal. Boom. So this is, it's insane. I've seen so many times. And I'm going to finish with this last one is that people don't care about how you feel. They just care about your status. You have a super hot boyfriend that you'd be crazy to leave. How could you marry a construction worker? Could you imagine what kind of friends do you have that they care so much that your husband, your boyfriend, your wife is a construction worker? Yeah, she's an electrician. I've known electricians, very fucking amazing, good looking electricians. Female, I should say. Well, I don't really notice the good looking male electricians, but off the top of my head, I can think of a couple. Okay. But if my friends had a problem with that, like, oh yeah, this is this is Sarah. She's an electrician. Like, ew. You mean she works in like construction? Like, what kind of friends do you have that's their fucking judgment? That is just terrible. But you guys could be soulmates. That's the thing. Oh, there's another thing I wanted. Oh my, I could literally talk about relationships for fucking days. Okay. Because of all the shit that I see all the time. Speaking about how people view your status, I remember when I went traveling. And, like, I've done a lot in my life. I've been a mechanic in the military. I have worked sales, worked for Volkswagen, worked for Apple. I've sold timeshare in Bali, Indonesia. I have made a lot of money. I have made little money. I have been broke. I have been wealthy. I have traveled 7 countries. I've been everywhere on the spectrum, which is why I always say you put me head to head with some fucking nerd who's got a stack of degrees, and I bet you, just give me that opportunity and I bet I whoop his ass, okay? Because my life experience is far better than that stack of papers that he's got. And I will say that 100% without a doubt. And so I've done all this stuff, right? And so I went traveling, went to Australia. I was dating a girl at the time. And I was, I had this job. I was a bicycle courier. And I was delivering food around the city. I bought this brand new bike. I always remember that salesperson. He was good. He was so good. I respect a good salesperson, okay? And he was so good. Like, and I like, it's hard to sell to a salesperson, right? But if you're good, you're good, right? So he sold me this bike on the spot. Had no intentions of even buying a bike that day. So, bought this sweet bike, bought these sweet parts, upgraded it, you know, and made it my own. And then I got this job as a bicycle courier. And I was delivering food. And I remember people who I told this to. I'm like, yeah, I'm like doing this and it's super cool. And I was happy. I remember crossing, Rainbow Bridge into the city. And I remember coming down the streets and I'm like, I feel fucking amazing. I'm like, life is just awesome. I love life. Like, it's so hard to express what that actually feels like when you feel that from within. And I hope that you actually feel it today. And if you've never felt it, that you do feel it eventually. It is truly amazing. And so I loved the job. I was probably one of the most fit I've ever been. The people that I met were amazing. Everybody was from some crazy country, not crazy country, but like everybody was from a different country, you know, like there was only like a couple people who were actually from Australia working that job. And I met people from all over the world, heard all kinds of cool stories, and it was amazing. It was so cool. I got to like travel this beautiful city in Australia, Brisbane, Australia. I'm on my bicycle. Like they paid me to ride around the city, stay fit. Like it's just so cool, right? And so when I was telling people this, they were like, yeah, but Nathan, like you're so much more than delivering pizzas. Like why don't you do something else? And I remember looking at them like, yeah, but like, I don't do this job because I have to. I do this job because I want to. And that's what I say is that people don't care about how you feel. They just care about your status. Right. And so I was happy. I was extremely happy. This is one of the best times of my life. And a lot of people try and dismiss that and say, well, of course you were. You were in Australia and you were traveling. Like, why wouldn't you be happy? And it's just like, no, fuck off. Like, I was happy because I earned that. I created that. Okay, that wasn't just given to me. That wasn't just handed to me. I worked my ass off for years beforehand to pay off all the debt that I had, to save up all the money that I had, to be able to walk into a bike store, drop down cash, and buy a bike that I wanted, to be able to work a job that I wanted to and not because I had to. Did it pay the greatest? No, I wasn't making fucking six figures, but I was making a lot of money in Australia while I was traveling. I was working my ass off. There were days where I was, not days, but weeks, I was working up to 72 hours. A week I was working, but not because I had to, but because I wanted to. And if I wanted to dial that down back to 30 hours, if I wanted to, I had that freedom and ability to. I was doing that. Everyone was telling me, they were saying, Nathan, go out there and explore, you know, Australia, go travel, go have fun. And I'm like, don't worry about me. I'm enjoying myself right now. And everything that I'm doing right now is because I want to do it, not because I have to do it. And that is huge. So it is just so crazy how people view you. You know, they look at your wife, your husband, your vehicle. Like I'm sitting in my vehicle right now. Like I have people who judge me on my vehicle. You should have seen my other vehicles before. And, you know, people... Like, I drove $1,000, you know, rust bucket before, a $500 loud freaking vehicle before, and people would judge you off of that. They would judge you off of that, and, like, they would dismiss you right from that. Whereas if they took the time to get to know you, they would realize, wow, this guy's, like, he bought this $500 vehicle so that he wasn't making $500 a month payments. Could I walk into a dealership right now and buy a $50,000 vehicle? Yeah, fuck yeah, I could. You know, get the biggest wheels I wanted to, get the biggest lift that I wanted to. Tell, you know, yell out to the world how small my penis is. Like, fuck yeah, I could do that. Do I want to? No. Do I need to? No. Okay, I don't have anything to prove to anybody. I'm on a mission. I have a goal in life. I strive to be happy. And I'll leave you with this one last thing. I know I've said that probably like 10 times already. The Alchemist. In The Alchemist. It's my favorite book ever. And I feel like I'm Santiago. Okay, I am Santiago in how I live my life. In the book, The Alchemist, he meets a king. Santiago, he's just a shepherd. I shouldn't say just a shepherd, okay? It sound like them. He's a shepherd, okay? And he's got his flock of sheep. And he became a shepherd because he wanted to travel the country. And he knows how to speak English. So, like, he's talking to this one girl. And she says, if you know how to speak English, then why are you just a shepherd? And he didn't even answer her. He's just kind of like, because it's too much for people. And that's, it's so true. Like, he literally did not answer to her. He just like, no, like, whatever. I'm not even going to say anything about that. Because to get someone to understand what you're actually doing is just, it just doesn't compute with them. And so, but that's exactly how people think. I think, well, you make $100,000 a year. Why are you driving a fucking $1,000 vehicle? Like, what? And you're like, there's just so many things. You make over six figures a year. Why are you shopping at the thrift store? Maybe because I found a $150 sunglasses for $2. Maybe. And I can put that $148 back into my pocket. Maybe that's why I shop at the thrift store. And then he's talking to this king. Santiago is talking to this king. And he says, the king tells him, he says, you see that bakery over there? The baker inside there wanted to travel when he was younger. But he said, but what I'll do first is I'll work and then I'll save money. And then when I'm old and tired, and that's when I will travel. But he really wants to travel. And Santiago says he should have been a shepherd. And then the king says he thought about being a shepherd. But bakers are more respected and looked up to than shepherds. Bakers have homes, while shepherds, they sleep out in the open. They sleep out in the fields. The book starts with Santiago waking up in this rundown building with his sheep. He doesn't have a home, but the baker has a home. Fathers, and the king says, fathers would like their daughters to marry someone like a baker rather than a shepherd. And then Santiago thinks about this girl that he met the year before in this one town that he was heading to. And he says, surely there's a baker in her town. And you know, he just feels like this little bit of what would that feeling be? Not guilt, not sadness, but just kind of like, damn, you know, I love to travel. I love to see the countryside. I love to experience all these things. And that's why I became a shepherd. And that's why I'm grateful to be a shepherd. But this girl that I like and, you know, that I want to see again may not see me in the same light as she would as if I was a baker. And that's how people view this world. That is why I love this book so much. Because that's how people actually think and live in this world. They judge you on the position that you hold. What do you do? You ever been on a dating site and people say, what do you do? And then they judge everything based off of that. I'm a train conductor. Does that have anything to do with me and who I am? No. It's what I'm doing right now. But before this, I was selling timeshare in Bali, Indonesia. Before that, I was a construction project manager. Before that, I was in sales. Before that, I was, I've been everything. My job does not define who I am. But so many people, they judge you based off that. Someone could work at the gas station. You could say, yeah, I just work at the gas station. And you could be the happiest, most fucking go-lucky person that there ever was. And they will dismiss you just like that. Like, oh, no, it's not what I want. No, it's not what I want. Yeah, I work in retail. And you could be the happiest fucking person ever. But that doesn't matter. Because what they want to hear is that you're a geologist. That you're a doctor. They don't want to hear that you're in construction. Or that you are working in retail or anything. Because you may be working in retail for whatever reasons. I have no problems with people working at McDonald's as long as that is what you truly want to do. If you're using it, you're saying, hey, look, McDonald's has a really good management system and you learn quite a bit and I'd like to work up through that whole ranks. Awesome. Cool. Go do it. Right? And then maybe you might even own a McDonald's later on. I have no idea, but imagine if I judged a woman that she was working at McDonald's. And then I dismissed her, only to find out that 10 years later, she owns 3 McDonald's now. Like, this is how it works. But you don't even give people the chance. So this is why I have given, well, I shouldn't say I've given up on relationships. That's not entirely accurate. But not many people actually view relationships like this. Not many people actually see relationships for what they actually are. They're just so busy on judging things, judging people by their shoes, judging people by their clothes, by their car, by their job, by the just whatever it is. It is absolutely insane. By the answers that they may tell them. What do you do? Or one of my favorites was, what are you looking for? You know what? I'm not going to finish on that one. What are you looking for? I could talk about that one for another hour. So I hope you got something out of this. I hope that you can see the bigger picture. And I hope that whatever direction you choose in life, whether it's single, it's married, it's family, it's whatever it is, that it is truly what you want to do. And that it makes you happy and that you continue to go after that. So if you liked this episode, please let me know. Like I said, you can go to unpluggedfreedom.com, sign up for my mailing list, and you can keep in contact with me there. And then also don't forget to share it with your friends and let me know. Let me know what you'd like to hear more of, to hear less of. Are the podcasts too long? Are they too short? Are they whatever? So let me know. And if there's any other topics that you would like my discussion or opinion or knowledge in, let me know as well. So hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, sorry about the audio. I hope it turns out decent. And until next time, Nathan, we'll talk to you later.